Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday. Us Talk That Talk Tuesday. Remember that? I love themes. Themes, everything. Theme days, theme shows. Talk That Talk Tuesday. Love that. I need to come up with another name like Totally Tuesday. but welcome to Talk That Talk Tuesday. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Again, I cannot thank you enough for your awesome support and loyalty and, in regards to supporting the show, the broadcast right here at blogtalkradio.com. Friday the 21st will be the beginning of the third year. Isn't that amazing? Three. Amazing. So thank you so much. Definitely looking forward to the broadcast on Friday. Excuse my tardiness. My laptop decided they wanted to reboot right at the time of the show. And I've been determined to start the process early on, and I had been, and I had today, this morning. But what happened, I unplugged my computer and transferred to another room. And then my computer decides, okay, I'm going to reboot right now. And I'm like, no. But we always must be prepared for Murphy's Law, right? For today's topic, to cut to the chase. I've been updating you guys locally and internationally and nationally regarding what's going on with our special election campaign. You know, we are still saddened by the loss of our late mayor, Lumumba. His son is running, and so are nine others. So I want to update you guys regarding what's going on. As of yesterday, late last night, city council person Margaret Barrett Simone has thrown her hat into the ring of the special election that will be presented up on Voters of Jackson, Mississippi, on April the 8th. There are predictions that it's probably going to be a runoff because there's so many people. We have like 10 right now that have thrown their hats in the ring. Tomorrow is the last day that potential mayoral candidates can submit their information and qualify, have their petition of 50 signatures and all of that. On tomorrow, the 19th, is the last day to qualify to be a mayoral candidate, to word it correctly. And then, so their campaign and the first official mayoral debate is scheduled for next Thursday, the 27th. And that's sponsored by, I know, our local media station, NBC affiliate, WLBT Channel 3. And so we'll be able to watch it online and on television. I have not heard if it's going to be an audience because it looked like I might have. It seems that I have to postpone my trip to New Orleans. I hope not, but if I do, and if an audience is welcome, I'm definitely going to attend, God willing, attend the first official mayoral debate. But then I know the one that our ABC affiliate is co-sponsoring with our paper, the Clarion Ledger, and the Mississippi College School of Law. I know audience is welcome to that debate. And so those are two debates that are on the schedule, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about others. I'm sure JTV, our CBS affiliate, will be sponsoring one, and then so some others probably, maybe some of the groups or whatever. But the 27th is a date scheduled, and our friends that aren't in Jackson, you guys can watch online at WLBT.com. And then also 16, our ABC affiliate, will be co-sponsoring with Clarion Ledger and Mississippi College School of Law on April the 4th. And then that following Tuesday is the big day, the big dance, where we go to the polls and we vote. I know, I didn't vote for when it was time for us to vote for the sales tax, right? Hey, 90% voted yes. And one thing about it that was good, and that's what Mayor Lumumba was all about, letting the people do this. That's what he's an advocate about. The people should be are the ones with the power. And so people voted and voted yes. And so sad, he passed away before March the 1st. That's when the sales tax of 1% began on March the 1st. And but, you know, his son is doing his thing in campaigning. Tony Yarbrough, a city council person, is also, all of them are doing their thing, campaigning, doing his thing. Attorney Melvin Priester, who is the city council person of my ward, Ward 2, which Mayor Lumumba was a one-term council person before deciding to campaign, excitedly campaign to become mayor, which he became mayor. He's running, and now city council person, Margaret Barrett Simone. My friend, he's an actor too. He's a thespian. State Senator John Horn, who has run before. He ran during the campaign in 2008. He's running. He announced his candidacy. Former mayor, first mayor that happened to be an African-American, first elected in 1997. If he is elected mayor, he will be, this will be his fourth term. Former Mayor Harvey Johnson is running. A candidate who has been working closely with our late Mayor Lumumba, a female at that, attorney also. We have a lot of attorneys and advocates, of course, community advocates, running in this race. Attorney Quinn running. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to do my best to provide you with contact numbers, websites, Facebook pages, or something where you can contact the candidates, at least visit their websites and check out their platforms and network with them on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I know most of them. I know I'm Facebook friends with. I know most of them, but with their political pages and so on. Most of them have Facebook pages and Instagrams and tweet and have websites. I know when former Mayor Johnson was talking with the Honorable Charles Evers during his show last Wednesday night at WMPR91.com. He said that he doesn't have an office. He was like, I'm not like an attorney or whatever. He said something. He said, I have my website. And I think it's HarveyJohnsonForMayor.com. Don't get me wrong. So I'm going to do my best to provide you guys with at least one channel where you can see what's going on and what the candidates' platforms are, okay? But this has been an amazing ride. And also we're continuing to talk with Garden Spring Cleaning. You know, we began talking about spring cleaning a few weeks ago, and so we'll be talking about, I'm going to share some information regarding Norex, okay? And so, you know, non-toxic products. And ever since the show began, it's always been fun talking about spring cleaning of all any season, all season. The topic of cleaning, discount shopping, interviews with people talking about their life, the ups and downs, have always been popular right here over on this entertainment lifestyle music show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And, you know, I've been trying to think of a name to call the AM broadcast, Coffee with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Mornings with Beth, Mornings with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You know, but then also, I know my listeners, well, my listeners, like in the UK and Paris, it's lunchtime. But Ebony Empress, she has a morning show. I think she does it on, well, I don't know if she's been doing it regularly, but one while she was doing a morning show event. But then she still does her shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And today is Tuesday. I hope, she's the last few weeks, she's always presenting awesome topics. The last few weeks, she has been presenting some awesome topics. I hope to check her show out today, hopefully call in. But if you guys are ever in the chat room at her shows, I am often in the chat room. Now, last Tuesday, I profiled the city's 60 seconds on the live stream will stop. And I directed you guys, I'm always sharing with you guys to visit visitjackson.com and visit the, you can go to visitjackson.com, you can check out the City Hall website also. But remember I told you I also requested a couple of guides. And so I received the What's Going On in Jackson Visitor's Guide and also the Restaurant Guide. You guys, well, we're always number one of the fat list, right? So obesity list, so you guys know we have awesome eateries here. And congratulations to my friend Gino and his wife and staffers. Gino has opened a Big Apple Inn in Atlanta. We have so many friends in Atlanta, and if I'm not mistaken, his brother Daryl is in Atlanta, and it's just amazing. My cousin Linda probably said, well, he needs to open one in Big D in Dallas and so on, so congratulations on opening Big Apple Inn. Big Apple Inn is a historic landmark business here in the city of Jackson. Original location on Ferris Street, and then we have another location in North Jackson, and now he and his wife have opened a Big Apple Inn in Atlanta, and that's super amazing. So congratulations to the Leaf family and those of us who love Big Apple sandwiches, ears, and so on. So if you guys, I know many of you are in Atlanta, go to Atlanta. So if you don't, and to be honest, you can call and order the sandwiches, pig ear sandwiches. I don't eat pig ears, but my relatives and friends, they love the pig ear sandwiches. The hamburgers. And hamburgers are my fave. And I can never go all the way hot. Always the mild. There's a secret sauce. And then you can do like the mild and it's super hot and hot. And the mild to me is hot enough. Cousin Linda and others love them super hot. But and then there's like the sausage sandwiches where it's the red roast sausage sandwiches. You guys, if you ever come to Jackson on business or pleasure, please go to in your downtown. And most definitely, if you're here for business, you're probably going to come downtown, Ferry Street. And then the North Jackson location also near Meadowbrook. But congratulations, Atlanta, because I know you guys are loving these sandwiches, those of you that are local and tourists. But I have the What's Going On Jackson Visitor's Guide. And, you know, you can download them when you visit the website, but I'm one of those people that love printed materials. So I know these are probably the new ones for 2014. Sometimes when you're out and about at different areas, they're different details. And if you ever go to, like, Chamber of Commerce and different places, there usually are. And some grocery stores sometimes have these visitors' guides and restaurant guides. And also they sent me out an attraction guide also because we have so many events. this month in April, we're March. March, the Jackson Garden and Patio Show, that happened. Mav's St. Patty's Parade and Festival, that was this weekend, that, you know, the big weekend, but the Patrick's Day and all of that fun weekend in the Fondren area. Those of you that love the help know about the Fondren area. The National Cutting Horse Association Eastern National Championships and A Taste of Mississippi are some special events that are happening this month. And then next month, because I received information regarding Crossroads Film Festival. That's going to be the first weekend of April. Gathering on the Green annual Lynch Street Heritage Festival. Have always loved going to that event. Sante South Wine Festival, that is going on also. And then Carol, there's a fundraising event going on for Carol Wine Tasting Event that I must go in depth and tell you guys about on Monday night at Olga's Dining on I-55. That's going to be a wine tasting event. And it's for those 21 of age and over. So it's one of those, like some of my friends always say, it's a grown folks event. So, let's shout out Valerie Hicks. She's a grandma again. So, congratulations. Amazing woman that I volunteered with Kara, and she really promotes people getting to know and understand pit bulls also. And also, I just must shout out everybody at Kara, Matt Holmes, who one of the co-chairs. He lets me know about my assignments and also what other information I need to share with you guys and my friends. And also, you guys know I'm a volunteer with the Republican Party. So there's a big event, a big ching-ding going on tonight, a reception and a banquet for the Honorable Thad Cochran. It's the Marriott Hotel, downtown Jackson, tonight. Those of you attending, have a fabulous time. Those of you who didn't know about it, you better check it out and want to go. You better work on getting your tickets for the reception or for the banquet or for both. And some pretty big wigs are going to be there, some heavy hitters like our governor and Roger Wicker, and the list goes on and on. I'll share the poster and the invitation. So thank you, Brandon Payne, our executive director, also for the invite. And Joe Nosef will be there, chairman. You know, he's always doing everything. He's so often in New York and going around the state of Mississippi promoting the Mississippi GOP. And also on April 12th, I just seen a commercial for the first time. I'm a new volunteer with the Susan G. Coleman Mississippi Foundation here. Well, really not new. I signed on with them early fall, September, and you guys know how I was fighting colds and flus and stuff like that, so was unable to volunteer at some of my assignments. But I'm definitely not missing the assignment, a big assignment we have, big event happening, Race for the Cure. Many of you nobody have contributed to it, probably participating in the walk or the run, or maybe your company is sponsoring it, or you have a team together, or getting a team together, fundraising for it. But the Race for the Cure is on April 12th at the Old Capitol Museum, at the Old Capitol War Memorial. And I'm assigned to volunteer at the national, one of our national sponsors booth, and that's Ford Motor Company. And I think that's so awesome, and I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting many of you and passing on information to many of you and seeing many of you do what you do in the 5K walk and run also. It's going to be a fun event, so many sponsors and so on. I guess many of you have already participated at one, but this is my first time. My niece in Dallas, she's run in a couple. You know, my late sister, her mother, who passed away in 88, was first diagnosed with breast cancer in the early 80s. So I have my share of friends and loved ones who are survivors, and then those who are still, you know, are with us in spirit with this fight for us of researching and finding a cure for breast cancer. We're seeing so many people, like celebrities like Angelina Jolie, who do things preventively, you know, and it's just amazing. It takes all of us in this good cause. So just wanted to share that information because I got excited when I saw the commercial, like 1 a.m., this, like 12:30. I think it was right after a Seth Meyers show went off, and it was between the Seth Meyers show going off and I had just turned it from the Steve Harvey show and Carson, Late Night with Carson. I had seen it right then. I was like, wow. And I told my mother, I said, hey, that's the event that I'll be working at as a volunteer on April the 12th, the Race for the Cure. So it's going to be at the War Memorial, you know, the old Capitol Museum, downtown Jackson, Mississippi. Now, some of my friends in Dallas, they would be having an event also, and it is to fighting domestic violence, and it's on the same day. And so wishing Diane and all a great event. I know it's going to be marvelous. So women who love shoes. And so they've been throwing some awesome events. I can't wait to participate in events when I return to Dallas. And they have different chapters also. And Diane Samoff is a native of Monroe, Louisiana, but she's a longtime resident of Dallas, Texas, and she and her husband and many others are doing a great thing when it comes to helping men, women, children, that are doing their best to get away from the domestic, you know, domestic violence, you know, and to be educated and live a more secure lives. So I'm going on and on for community update. And then I said all that to say this also. Of course, I have signed on officially as a volunteer for the Chokwe, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba campaign. And he kindly thanked me, too, via Twitter. And I told him, I said that, thank you. Thank you for what you and your father have done and what you would do as the next mayor. Now, this is me. I have my freedom to say what I want to say. And so and that's what I told him. And I spoke that from my heart in the truth. And so, you know, I obviously signed on to campaign for him, but I am sharing information that I get of all the candidates, because like Jonathan Lee, who is not running during this campaign, but ran in the last campaign, he was the one that, it was between he and Lumumba, and he one thing that he mentioned when he announced that he would not be running is that it's important for us to look at all the candidates and make our decisions based on their platforms. You know, I say make competent decisions of who we would like to vote for, and it's important to know the platforms. Mint Jackson, most of us know everybody, and so, you know, so it's important because, to me, they are fantastic people because you guys heard me. I mean, Margaret Barry Simone, John Horn, he is amazing. I mean, we have a hard decision to make. We really do. We, those that are indecisive of who they're going to vote for, oh, my God, because the choices, these are amazing people. Albert Wilson, I forgot to mention Albert Wilson, Kevin Swartz, the candidates, Regina Quinn, the candidates are all amazing. They all have amazing platforms, and they are good people. So we really have a decision to make. So it's amazing. And I know I'm just going on and on and on, but I'm going to play the song by Najashi, whom I didn't get a chance to play last night. And you guys know how much I love Dread Days. So this is the lead singer of Dread Days. You know, he's been on the show before, Memorial Day 2012. He came and talked with us, well, you know, on air And it was a wonderful conversation. I'm looking forward to talking with those guys real soon. Maybe he'll call on Friday and we talk on the anniversary, the birthday of the third birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. So here's a Najashi, lead singer of Dread Days, sending out the eerie love to my guys in L.A. They're just amazing. Feeling fine.
Not easy at all. Dread Days. Worldwide. Oh, we bring it. Oh, do it. Like this one. This one. Stay crisp.
We're going to run out of time. Visit Norex at norex.com. I'll give you my website when I have it up. My Avon website will be back up real soon, literally in like a week. So I'm super excited because it's springtime. Remember to include me on your invites for your special events and your vendor events and all of that. But for the show, Culture Shock Entertainment, yahoo.com, KulturShockEntertainment at yahoo.com. Okay, and love networking with you on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Has some awesome connections. Any of my connections on LinkedIn, all of my friends online. I invite you on the show. Let me know so we can schedule and book the date. My LinkedIn friends, you are awesome. My Twitter friends, you are awesome. All of my online and offline friends, you rock. Thank you for the love. I send love vibes to you also because we all are dealing with some ups and downs in our lives, and I don't know if you're like me. I get bad good news. So I need to hear songs like Pharrell Williams, "Happy," and this song right here by Najashi, "Feeling Fine." Need to hear songs like that, you know. But again, thank you for your love and support. This song is going to play out to the end of the show tomorrow. Matters of the Heart. And so we'll continue talking about great reads for adult readers, what's on our reading list. And then also, I'm not romantically involved with anybody, but I don't want to see any troubles whenever I am. But there are some of you that have.